Amy Tan was born in Oakland, California, and grew up in a world that her Chinese mother never really entered. Amy Tan's new novel contrasts the stories of four immigrant Chinese mothers and the suffering they endured in China with the stories of their Americanized daughters. The setting for the story is the Joy Luck Club, the mother's San Francisco Mahjong group. The group started in China during the Japanese invasion, when the women got together to play, swap stories, and temporarily forget their pain and the tragedy around them. The main character in this novel is June. She's about the same age as novelist Amy Tan, who is 37. The novel begins shortly after the death of June's mother, when June takes her mother's place at the Joy Luck Club. And there, through the women's stories, she learns about her mother's life in China. June says she and her mother spoke two different languages. June spoke to her mother in English. Her mother answered in Chinese. Amy Tan told me language had also been a barrier between her and her mother.
She's always talked to me in English. It's translated directly from her Chinese syntax. And as I was growing up, I always thought that she didn't have anything that was really substantive to say because her English was so bad. And I realized as I was growing up how many wonderful things she really had to say to me. And I wanted to capture that language without distorting it or making it a stereotype.
There's a passage I'd like you to read from Joy Luck Club that relates to this. June is the main character, and her mother has recently died, and she also has recently learned that her mother left behind two twin daughters in China. And these daughters have just been located. The mother had searched for them through the mail and through friends all of her life, but never found them. But now the daughters have been located, and June's aunts want her to go to China and meet these daughters.
Yes, that's a passage in the first chapter. You must see your sisters and tell them about your mother's death, said Auntie Ying. But most important, you must tell them about her life. The mother they did not know, they must now know. See my sisters, tell them about my mother, I say, nodding. What will I say? What can I tell them about my mother? I don't know anything. She was my mother. The aunties are looking at me as if I had become crazy right before their eyes. Not know your own mother, cries Auntie An Mei with disbelief. How can you say? Your mother is in your bones. Tell them stories of your family here, how she became success, offers Auntie Lin. Tell them stories she told you, lessons she taught, what you know about her mind and has become her mind, says Auntie Ying. You mother, very smart lady. I hear more choruses of tell them, as each auntie frantically tries to think what should be passed on. And then it occurs to me, they are frightened. In me, they see their own daughters, just as ignorant, just as unmindful of all the truths and hopes they had brought to America. They see daughters who grow impatient when their mothers talk in Chinese, who think they are stupid when they explain things in fractured English. They see that joy and luck do not mean the same thing to their daughters, that to these closed American-born minds, joy luck is not a word. It does not exist. They see daughters who bear grandchildren, born without any connecting hope passed from generation to generation.
The Joy Luck Club is a series of stories told from the perspective of both the mothers and the daughters. Did you have to learn a lot about your mother and her generation to write this book, things that you didn't know before?
I think that was a discovery when I was writing the book. And in fact, the book was a very personal journey for me. The things that had been in me all my life, I started to discover as I wrote the book. So it was, in a sense, not research and going to books, but research and thinking about the things from my life and then actually talking to my mother about some of the things that I had not thought about in many, many years.
The main character in this novel, June, finds out that her mother, when she still lived in China, had two twin babies that she was forced to leave there.
Yes.
Was there an incident in your life similar to this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I, like June, had heard stories about sisters that were in China. My mother had to leave these children in China in 1949. My mother was separated from her daughters for over 30 years, and she finally was able to be reunited with them in around 1978. And I had actually a little bit of fear that she would meet them and then regret that she ever had me.
Because you were more alien.
I was more Americanized, and I thought she would have, that all her life she had wanted a perfect Chinese daughter, and it was something that I couldn't be. And now she was going back to China and would find those perfect Chinese daughters. So, in a sense, the book was based also on those feelings of knowing, having a sense of another family, but not quite believing it until later. I did meet those sisters for the first time in 1987. I went to China, and fortunately my mother is still very much alive, and we were able to go together and see them. I was able to see them together.
What was that experience like for you?
It was an amazing experience that I couldn't have prepared for or expected as fully as how it actually came about. First, the thing that surprised me was that when I arrived in China, I felt an immediate attachment to a country I had never known. I felt there was a history and a sense of belonging. And then the next thing was in meeting my sisters, these people who in effect were strangers. I had never even written to them because they write in Chinese and I, of course, write in English. But there was a sense of immediate family. They felt the same thing as well, and so, and there's a passage in the last chapter in which she talks about a feeling of letting go, and it's almost as if something had been held in for so many years and could finally be let go. That is the feeling I had when I went to China and met them.
Do you know why your mother had to leave her children in China?
Her circumstances were a little bit different than that, what was described in the book, but she had actually a very terrible first marriage. And in those days, this is an example of how terrible conditions were for women back then. When she was finally able to get a divorce, the custody of those children automatically went to the husband, and she had no choice in that. Her thought was, if she came to the United States, she could eventually ask for them to come and she would be able to take care of them. But of course, when she came in 1949, 2 months later in October, everything shut down and she lost contact with them.
You know what this is reminding me of? There's a comment that June's mother makes to her in your novel. The mother says, "You don't even know little percent of me." And that's there's something both very moving and very frightening about that, because it is frightening to think that maybe there really is a whole part of your mother that you know nothing about.
That is actually a direct quote that was said to me by my mother. There was a time when I became, actually when I started to write these stories, I became very frightened one time when she had what seemed to be a heart attack and was hospitalized in intensive care. And she later said to me, when I found that out, I said, "Oh, please, dear God, if she lives, I will find out everything I can about her." And it was recalling something she said to me, which was, "If I die, what would you remember of me?" And then she looked a little sad and said, "I think you would not know anything. I think you know little percent of me." And a lot of the book, the discovery about both my mother and myself, came from that, from a place of fear that I didn't know little percent of my mother.
Has writing this book changed your relationship to your mother?
Well, it was actually during the process of writing it that things changed, and the evidence of that was halfway through I was writing this, my mother was asking me a question, and she said, "Oh, never mind, you understand exactly how I feel." And it made me extremely proud that she felt that way.
You tell a lot of different stories in the Joy Luck Club. Do you feel confident that you have more stories left to tell?
I do. As I was writing this, it was almost a matter of trying to choose which stories I wanted to tell. I had so many that I realized had been building up over the years. And in fact, right now I'm working on three different things, and it's going to be now a decision to choose and focus on just one thing, one novel.
Amy Tan, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you for having me.